It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Jonah, we are teaching a series on the book of Jonah, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of Jonah, written by the prophet Jonah, approximately 793 BC to 753 BC. Jonah was a contemporary of Amos and Hosea, who preached in the same time period along with Jonah. Jonah, the word means dove, the symbol of peace, and how appropriate it is for his name to be Jonah, as his preaching brought peace from the Lord through the repentance of the empire of Assyria, as Jonah preached to the capital Nineveh to repent. And as they responded, they received the peace of God and a stay of execution from judgment. The book of Jonah is one of the books in the Bible under the most attack by the critics, because the book of Jonah speaks specifically to the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of the attacks of the critics on the book of Jonah tried to imply that Jonah is a fictional character, that the book of Jonah is a fable and should only be looked upon through symbology, through allegory, and not literally. However, Jesus Christ taught that Jonah was a real character. Jesus Christ authenticates that Jonah was a real individual. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, and Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 32, Jesus speaks of Jonah as a true historical figure. And he has historical significance as a prophet of the nation of Israel, and he is a real character with a real mission carried out from the Lord. The book of Jonah teaches salvation to the Gentile empire of Assyria, specifically the capital of Nineveh. Jonah is looked upon as one of the Old Testament missionaries to the Gentiles, as he preaches repentance to the empire of Assyria. The book of Jonah is approximately 100 or so years before the book of Nahum, and those two books should be studied together, as the Ninevites responded to the teaching of Jonah through repentance, yet 100 years later, there was judgment and destruction upon the empire of Assyria as they strayed away from the Lord. And Nahum, in his prophecy, laid out exactly how the judgment took place upon the empire of Assyria. One of the key themes of the book of Jonah is that God loves everyone so much that he sent Jonah to preach repentance to one of the cruelest empires in the history of mankind. And as the Lord has done this through Jonah, it shows he will go to any length to get the word of God out to all those that need to hear. There is opportunity for salvation, forgiveness, washing, and cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ and reconciliation back unto God. This is the teaching on the book of Jonah, part 1. verses 1 through 2. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Here we see in verse 1, the word of the Lord that came unto Jonah. This same phrase you'll see in many of the salutations throughout the Old Testament. The word of the Lord came unto Hosea. The word of the Lord came unto Micah. The word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, Zephaniah, and others. This speaks to the fact that it's not Jonah's word, it's not Zechariah's word, Zephaniah's word, Micah's word, or Joel's word, or any of the prophets' words. It's the word of the Lord spoken and written through these prophets. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21 says, Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God used holy men in times past to pen the word of God. The Bible says that the word of God is inspired. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 states, All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This Bible is 66 books, written by 40 authors, written over 1,500 years, and on 3 different continents. These individuals could not have conspired nor contrived any of the content. They all were used individually as vessels, as the Holy Spirit inspired them to write the scriptures. As a result, we receive the book of Jonah as the word of the Lord. Verse 1 also speaks to Jonah, the son of Amittai. This was an actual individual and not a fictional character, for they give the father's name of Amittai. Scripture also confirms this individual as an historical figure. 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25 says, He restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord, God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, which was of Gath-Hepher. This is a prophecy of Jonah fulfilled, that God would restore all the border of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain. Verse number 2 speaks of his first commission to go to Nineveh and preach repentance, for the iniquity of Nineveh is bringing God to judgment. Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrian Empire was known as one of the most inhumane and cruelest of all empires in the history of man. Some of the examples of the Assyrian Empire is burning individuals alive, skinning them and flaying their skin from their body, piling up the skulls of their captors at the gates of the city. This Assyrian Empire was so inhumane and so cruel that when they were on the march, cities in their path would commit suicide, mass suicide, rather than fall into the hands of the Assyrian Empire. The inhumanity and cruelty of the Empire of Assyria was bringing God to judgment, where he is saying, Enough is enough, and judgment is coming. Verses 3 through 6. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was likened to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Here in verse number 3, we see Jonah running from his commission, running from his calling, thinking he can flee from the presence of the Lord. Scripture teaches in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Psalm 139, verse 7 says, Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. There is no escape from his presence. Individuals can run from the calling, run from the Lord, but wherever we go, there he is. This also should bring comfort to those who are in the will of God, for those that may travel to a far country, to those who are concerned about their loved ones who are not there with them. God is the same God who's here now with you and will be with you no matter where you go. One of the strengths that kept Joseph from despair while he was in prison in the book of Genesis, chapter 39 specifically, is that throughout that chapter, Scripture says that God was with him. So even in his false imprisonment, all alone from those around him who care about him, Joseph had comfort knowing and reassured that God was with him. David said in the book of Psalms, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The key for us to go through trials and tribulation as we wait on the Lord for deliverance is always knowing that God is with us. As the Lord was with Daniel in the lion's den, as the Lord was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, the same God in the Old Testament who loves them is the same God now in the New Testament that loves us and will be with us. For Scripture says he will never leave us nor forsake us. Here also in verse 3, it speaks of Jonah going to Tarshish. This is a far distant land, thousands of miles away from Jonah, specifically the coasts of Spain. So he attempted to run from the Lord. There are individuals today who are running from the calling of the Lord, running from the responsibility of the Lord, responsibility not only of preaching and teaching and praying for others, but responsibility as a father, responsibility as a mother, responsibility as a friend, responsibility and accountability to the Lord, trying to have a geographical distance from their responsibility. However, no matter where individuals may go, the responsibility still is before them. Verse number 4 speaks of a great tempest, a great storm. This is the beginnings of the trials and tribulations that will befall Jonah as he removes himself out of the will of God. Individuals who wander away, individuals who go astray from the Lord, will find themselves involved in trouble, removing themselves from the protection of the Lord. Scripture teaches in the book of Luke, chapter 15, that when the prodigal son left his father's house, the first thing that happened was there arose a mighty famine in that land. Scripture teaches in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 15, that the way of transgressors is hard. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 8 teaches, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Scripture teaches in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Individuals that are running from the calling of the Lord, the responsibility of the Lord, will find themselves in trouble. Here in verse 3 and verse 4, we also are seeing Jonah's disobedience and his running from the Lord based on his prejudice toward the Ninevites. The Ninevites, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, persecuted the nation of Israel, brought them into bondage in approximately 721 BC, and has been oppressing them throughout the years with their cruelty and inhumanity. And as a result, Jonah looks upon them and thinks that they are not worthy to receive repentance from the Lord. For Jonah knows that God is a loving God and a forgiving God. This similar attitude is seen in the book of Acts, chapter 10, where Peter had to be shown a great vision, creatures in that vision, and a message of arise, kill, and eat. Peter, as a faithful Jew, would not eat anything unclean. And the rebuke from on high followed, telling Peter, what God has cleansed, call thou not uncommon. As a result, the word of the Lord, the preaching of the Lord, is for everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. The word of the Lord, the preaching of the Lord, is for everyone, for Jonah and for the Ninevites. People today must set aside their biases and prejudices towards other individuals who they may think in their mind not worthy to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it be the color of their skin, their socioeconomic situation, where they live, where they come from, their vocation, or whatever it might be. Scripture teaches in Matthew chapter 7, judge not, lest ye be judged. God is no respecter of persons, and the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jonah must learn a lesson in this book that God loves the Ninevites and wants to use Jonah to preach to Ninevites, and he wants to use Jonah to change his attitude towards the Ninevites. Here in verse number 5, We see the efforts of man trying to assuage the storm by lightening the ship, but to no avail. And we see Jonah sleeping down in the bowels of the ship, under no conviction, trying to sleep away his backsliding from the Lord. No matter how far Jonah may run, no matter where Jonah may hide, until he repents and falls into obedience, there will be a storm in his life. Individuals today who are backslidden, refusing to follow the Lord and refusing to follow his calling, to answer his calling and follow his calling, will have storms in their lives. Verse number 6 speaks of Jonah being requested to pray. These desperate times that the storm is causing individuals to call upon the Lord. Their life is in danger, they are in fear, and they're looking on high. Verses 7 through 9. And they said, every one to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for what cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil has come upon us. What is thy occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Here in verse number 7, similar to the book of Acts and the book of Matthew, the casting of lots was used to see the Lord's will. Today, we no longer use the casting of lots. We can pray because Jesus Christ has made intercession for us to the Lord. And Jesus Christ taught how to pray, as stated in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke, our Father who art in heaven. Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 8 that we can call him Abba or Papa. We have access to the throne through Jesus Christ, salvation in Jesus Christ. Verse number 8 speaks of an inquiry upon Jonah. Who is this individual? For they now know that this individual is the cause of the calamity. Verse 9 speaks of Jonah's confession as he states, he is a Hebrew and declares who God is. These mariners knew that Jonah, as a Hebrew, served the God of the Hebrews, the creator of the heavens and the earth and the sea. And as a result, the tempest and storm came from the God of creation, the God of the Hebrews, and that this God of the Hebrews delivered the children of Israel by parting the Red Sea. As a result, they looked to Jonah, his connection with the God of the Hebrews, to still the storm of the raging sea. This tells us that the mariners now know that Jonah is the cause, for he declares himself a Hebrew, and they know who the God of the Hebrews is, the Almighty God that delivered the Hebrew nation from the Egyptians with a mighty hand and a strong outstretched arm, dividing the Red Sea and drowning the armies of Pharaoh, who led the Hebrews through the desert of the wilderness with a cloud by day and a fiery pillar by night. This Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth and the sea, tells these mariners that this God is causing the sea to be tempest, and that not only is Jonah the source of the calamity, that these individuals must have Jonah do something quickly to stop the storm. This is the teaching on the book of Jonah, chapter 1, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to bow your head and to close your eyes and to pray this prayer with me today. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your love and kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.